Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor a salsa dance party to celebrate 17 years of the Community Alliance of Tenants, the only statewide grassroots tenants rights organization. December 6th, from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m., this party will include a light dinner buffet, short program, and salsa lesson. It will take place at the Grand Cafe at 832 Southeast Grand Avenue in Portland, Oregon. Again, that's the Community Alliance of Tenants Salsa Party, December 6th, from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Grand Cafe. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, December 4th, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Well, we had a story earlier in the week on the demise and not mourned of Evergreen Airways, Portland's own contribution to the Extraordinary Rendition Program, if listeners recall, where we parcel posted prisoners to black holes around the world, notably, of course, Guantanamo, not so black, but a hole nonetheless. More background on Evergreen Airways. It's worse than you thought in your worst nightmares. And it's right here in Portland. And why rural communities hate Wyden's forest plan. Yes, Ron Wyden's, our own Senator Ron Wyden's plan for the ONC, the Oregon and California wildlands, and as a disturbing reminder that people in high places have connections to people in even higher places. In this case, Wyden is very likely tied in with Chamber of Commerce, and of course, from there, it's a hop, skip, and a jump to AIPAC, where a huge preponderance of Wyden's campaign contributions have been coming over the years. And hatchery fish are taking over the wild rivers and streams. It's, again, and it's worse than you thought. Hatchery fish, of course, as many people already know, deplete the strength and health of wild fish stocks. We're going to be speaking in just a moment with Trish Weber and get an update on the megalod, which is making its way, or not, as the case may be, through the backlands. The weather first, of course, today sunny. Temperatures are rising, and I use that term lightly, to near 36 by noon, and then dropping back into the 20s during the remainder of the day. East-northwest wind 6 to 8. For tonight, again, clear skies, lows around 21, not much in the way of wind, and tomorrow, Thursday, partly sunny, highs near 33, and tomorrow night, 20% chance of snow, but late in the evening. And otherwise cloudy with a low around 22. No alternative forecast for today because there's really not much of an alternative to what we're faced with at the moment. So moving straight into news from around Cascadia, I want to welcome Trish Weber to the KBOO Airwaves. Good morning, Trish. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Chris. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you, of course, are the Oregon campaign coordinator for excuse me, Rising Tide. Rising Tide has been has taken on a leadership role in blockading the megalodes. This was a story a couple of years back. We spoke with people in Idaho frequently every week, and it sort of dropped off the edge of the horizon for a while, and now of course it's back in full force. And some of the equipment too, I might note, is that's used to move this equipment is made right here in Oregon. It's made in Hillsboro. We can give you an address if you would care to go out and express your feelings. Trish, where actually is this megalode at the moment?
So where it is at the moment is, my understanding, is just outside of Pendleton, where it traveled the night before last. It arrived at about 2 in the morning, and then last night, icy roads and snow kept it from traveling any further, so it's delayed. I'd like, if it's okay, to make a quick clarification that I'm not actually affiliated with Portland Rising Tide. I'm with a group called All Against the Hall.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Portland Rising Tide. That's okay. They get all the credit for organizing the protests.
All Against the Hall.
They've done a fantastic job. So I want to make sure that they get the credit that is due to them and not try to steal their thunder, because I have not been part of the work that they've been doing.
Indeed, though. Yeah, All Against the Hall is the group that we spoke with a couple of years ago. They were on the show frequently talking about this at the time. The issue was trying to get these enormous trucks along Highway 12, which is a narrow road through some very remote, pristine wilderness. Can you give our listeners an idea of how, what the size of these things, which travel by night, how big they are?
Yes. Well, this megalode that is outside of Pendleton right now is longer than a football field and 24 feet wide, and I understand about 20 to 30 feet tall. The megalodes that were proposed to travel across Highway 12 by Imperial Oil, which is a subsidiary of ExxonMobil, that's who All Against the Hall was fighting in 2010 and 2011, they were of a similar scale, 600,000 pounds, 24 feet high, 24 feet wide. It's approximately the size of the Statue of Liberty laid on its side.
It's an astounding image.
So if you can imagine someone wanting to truck the Statue of Liberty across windy, narrow, scenic, mountain, two-lane highways in the winter, that is what Big Oil is proposing to do.
See, I can't imagine it, and lots of other people can't. We might think we can, but we can't. So tribal members are up in arms over this too, and well, they should be. It's their land that is being endangered, desecrated. Who's out there right now? Do you have any idea of what it looks like?
Well, the Umatilla tribe is the group that is leading the opposition on this particular megalode, because it is their ceded land over which the route is proposed to travel. I understand their claim is, their concern is, that they were not consulted by ODOT prior to the development of the travel plan. And I am hesitant to speak too much more on their behalf, because just being conscious of being a good ally, and I, you know, don't want to speak for them. This is just what my understanding is.
So well, we'll be speaking
of
with
the opposition that they're undertaking. You know, I'm sure they'd love to share as well.
Yeah, we'll be speaking with them also. The company, of course, is here in Oregon, is Omega Morgan out of Hillsboro. Anything else you'd like to add? If you know, listeners are probably curious as to what the next move is, and possibly going out there and lending their support to people blockading these things.
So the next move is, my understanding is, to keep up with the protests in eastern Oregon. I understand Wild Idaho Rising Tide has committed to following the load, which is fantastic. I know that there's some conversations about doing some local actions in the Portland area. Portland Rising Tide is holding a planning meeting in Portland tomorrow evening, Thursday, for people who would like to attend. The information's on their website. We're working on trying to be involved in the state government ODOT's process of reviewing the process by which these permits are issued. the big question that we have is, why do these megalodes need to be built so large? And is it a functional characteristic of the equipment that's being shipped, or do they just want to build it larger, farther away because of the fact that there's a labor shortage at the tar sands and they can't get people to assemble them on site? So they try to make them larger, farther away, and then expect us to close our roads and put up with the risk and the inconvenience.
And not to mention, of course, the tar sands, the actual the refineries and the operations which these things are destined for. Trish, I want to thank you so much. We'll be speaking later in the week to with tribal members and others involved, as well as the local planning and in committee meeting. And that the meeting tomorrow night, we'll put all that information. We'll have that here at KBOO. Thank you so much for that. Really appreciate you joining us today. We're waiting to hear back from Steve Horn. He should be joining us any moment now. Let's go to a little deeper into Cascadia. Earlier, there was a report that the air cargo carrier Evergreen International of McMinnville was supposed to close Saturday but remained open as of Monday. Their chairman, Mike Hines, of the airline's parent company, says that managers are trying to save the company. Okay, he doesn't say by what means. Here's what Mike is attempting to save. Evergreen, first let me just mention, as we did in the headlines, that it's a good time to call Senator Ron Wyden, because his plan for the Oregon and California lands down on the border has got rural communities outraged. No one likes it. We are trying to figure out why Wyden would come up with such a dreadful idea, which utterly lacks all support. That is a question to look further into. And as well as that, we have hatchery fish farm fish mingling with wild stocks, which themselves are dwindling. And we really cannot afford to lose any more of the wild salmon. The few that are left are constantly faced with obstacles that are, of course, human-caused. And really, the adding hatchery fish, the pressure of that on top of everything else, has endangered a native life form that is symbolic. It's indigenous to these parts, and it's of great value to us culturally and environmentally. It's Evergreen Airlines, says that they claim to be a member of the International Peace Operations Association. They have been involved in, there are even reports of possible loss of life. We don't know when, in 1998, we don't know when the CIA uses them, they say. We know that our planes aren't used for extraordinary renditions, but that's what the company says. But in fact, they obviously were. Evergreen denied all of this. At the time, the president was Tim Walberg, and more on him later. The reports from private pilots who attempted to refuel at the Evergreen Maintenance Center in Arizona indicate that it is a militarized facility. This is a private company. This goes back to 1988, people. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, December 4th, 2013. Tammy Dean, engineered the show today. Thank you so much, Tammy. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
You are tuned to KBOO Portland, and coming right up, it's Flash Points. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Merrillhurst University's 5 part-time MBA programs designed for adults who are seeking to enhance skills, revitalize career potential, and gain new knowledge that can be applied at work the next day. December 5th, evening information session, details at Merrillhurst.edu. Stay tuned for Flashpoints.
today on Flashpoints, another Dumbo report.